All right, law students, buckle up, because today we are diving deep into a case that perfectly illustrates the tug of war between procedural rules and individual rights.
Ooh, sounds juicy.
It is. We're talking about Johnson v. General Motors, Fifth Circuit, 1979. This one's all about class actions, due process, and cold hard cash.
Hit me with the background. What happened?
Okay, so we have Herman Johnson working at GM's Lakewood Assembly Plant in Atlanta. He gets promoted in 71, demoted in 72, and bam, files an EEOC complaint alleging racial discrimination.
Classic.
Right. But it doesn't stop there. He eventually gets promoted to foreman, but he's still feeling the sting of discrimination, you know? Like, he thinks he's being passed over for promotions, given lousy assignments, and just generally missing out on opportunities because of his race.
So what does he do?
He sues. Title VII in Section 1981, the whole nine yards. He wants them to stop the discriminatory practices, obviously, but he also wants some money. Back pay, damages, the works.
Makes sense. But didn't you say this case was about class actions? Where does that come in?
Here's the twist. GM comes back and says, hold on, this has already been settled. Turns out there was a previous class action lawsuit, Roe v. GM, involving black employees at the same plant.
Same claims.
Similar. In Roe, the focus was on racial discrimination in promotions from hourly to salaried positions. The plaintiffs in that case were all hourly workers. They won, by the way. Got themselves an injunction forcing GM to change its promotion procedures.
So why is Johnson suing again? Seems like Roe already took care of it, right?
Well, here's where it gets interesting. Roe was a Rule 23b2 class action. And for those keeping score at home, that usually means the goal is injunctive relief, like changing a company policy, not necessarily handing out individual payouts.
Ah, I see. So Roe fixed the system, but didn't address the specific harm done to Johnson.
Exactly. And to make matters even spicier, Johnson was never individually notified about the Roe lawsuit. He was just an absent class member.
So his argument is, hey, I never had a chance to fight for my own compensation.
You got it. He says because he wasn't notified, res judicata shouldn't apply. That's the legal doctrine that prevents you from suing over the same issue twice.
Okay, so big question time. Can a company use a class action settlement to block someone from seeking individual damages if that person never even knew about the original case?
That's the million-dollar question the Fifth Circuit had to answer.
And what did they say?
They sided with Johnson. At least on the money part, they said, look, due process means you can't take away someone's right to seek damages without giving them a heads up.
Due process for the win. But what about his other claims? The ones asking for GM to change their practices?
Those were a no-go. The court said Roe already dealt with that, so no need to rehash it. Injunctive relief is broad. It applies to everyone in the class. So Johnson benefited from that, even if he didn't know about the case.
That makes sense. So basically, the court split the baby, upheld the Roe injunction, but gave Johnson a chance to fight for his own compensation.
Exactly. So let's break this down a little more. What's so special about a Rule 23b2 class action? Why does it matter for this case?
Well, B2 is the go-to tool when you're trying to change a system. Think discrimination, environmental protection, stuff like that. It's all about the big picture. And because it's about the big picture, the rules don't always require notifying every single class member.
Right, because if the goal is to, say, stop a discriminatory hiring practice, everyone in the class benefits from that change, even if they weren't actively involved in the lawsuit.
Exactly. But that assumption starts to break down when you're talking about individual monetary claims. That's where due process comes in.
So the Fifth Circuit was basically saying, hey, you can't just lump everyone together when it comes to money. People have a right to know if their individual right to compensation is on the line.
Right. Due process requires notice and an opportunity to be heard, especially when it comes to your own financial well-being. You can't just assume everyone's on the same page.
It's like the court was saying, look, class actions are great for efficiency, but not at the expense of fundamental fairness.
Absolutely. They highlighted that tension beautifully. They were like, we love efficiency, but not when it tramples on individual rights.
Now, there was also a concurring opinion from Judge Fay. What did he have to say?
Judge Fay agreed with the outcome, you know, letting Johnson pursue his money. But he was a little more cautious. He basically said, we need to be really careful with these B2 classes, especially if there's even a whiff of individual monetary claims. He was worried about things getting too loosey-goosey with certification.
So he was kind of like the dot your I's and cross your T's guy.
Pretty much. He didn't want to see another Johnson situation where someone gets left out in the cold.
So what's the big takeaway from all of this for our aspiring legal eagles out there?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that Johnson v. GM is a huge flashing warning sign for anyone thinking about using a B2 class action to resolve claims that involve individual monetary relief.
It's a reminder that you can't sacrifice individual rights on the altar of efficiency.
Exactly. And it highlights the importance of carefully considering the type of class action you're bringing and ensuring that the procedural safeguards are in place to protect the due process rights of all class members.
Okay, future lawyers, here's your homework.
Think about the evolution of class action litigation. It's a constantly changing landscape. How do you think these due process concerns will play out as claims get more complex and the lines between individual and collective relief become even more blurred?
It's a question that keeps legal minds up at night, for sure.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive. See you next time.
Catch you later.